You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M.
Over the course of a number of years, I have been a huge supporter of White Ribbon Day. And the idea that domestic violence in Australia is such a prevalent issue is a terrible thought to me. I saw an article yesterday that had a headline, "I'm Lucky I'm Not a Woman in Australia." And it resonated with me. I then took a look at that article, and as I talked about a moment ago, the idea that 34 women in Australia since the start of the year have lost their life to domestic violence at the hands of their partner or an ex-partner just defies belief. Now, a lady who knows more about these issues than I do, Susie Smith, she's from Limestone Coast Domestic Violence Services. Susie, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Susie, I suppose the first question that I have to ask is domestic violence an issue in the Limestone Coast?
It certainly is. We have unprecedented demand at our domestic violence service. Our demand continues to go up on an escalating scale each year. We probably see over 350 women and children a year from our region, so we assist those. We know that that's the tip of the iceberg.
Susie, my first response to that is bloody hell. The idea that that domestic violence is increasing, that must be heartbreaking to deal with on a daily basis.
Look, I think we find it empowering to deal with because we're actually doing something to assist these women, and these women have identified or have been identified by somebody else. So, and we don't believe that domestic violence has increased. What we do believe is that women feel more confident to report, and the community is more confident in, having the conversation, I guess. So it's a positive thing. It's not, it's shocking that 34 women are dying in 6 months in Australia. That's the statistics. I think that's always been the case. I think we've always said at least one woman dies nationally a week in Australia of domestic violence related death.
Susie, how do the statistics stack up between regional and metropolitan areas?
Look, we know that women in regional and rural and remote areas are much more likely to experience domestic violence and much more likely to die of domestic violence. That's mainly because of the geographical isolation. There's also a whole lot of other factors there, including, the perpetrator's access to firearms.
Big question, Susie. Why do people stay?
Look, there's a lot of barriers for women leaving. I could go on about this for a long time, but I guess a lot of them are around financial barriers. A lot of them are around that women don't know that there's assistance out there, and I think that's particularly in rural and regional areas. We know in our region, in the Limestone Coast, we're not reaching those women further outside Mount Gambier. That really worries us, and we think that's because women don't know there is assistance, and also there's some social stigma in, and that's particularly more evident in smaller communities.
It must be incredibly hard to make that first step to say, I have a problem and I am in an abusive relationship.
I think it can be very much so in small communities. And I think the problem really lies with the perpetrator. We as a community need to say, men who use violence in their relationship have a problem, and they need to be accountable to that and make changes.
So, Susie, God forbid there is somebody who is going through a situation like this at the moment. How do they reach out and find support in the Limestone Coast?
Look, there's a couple, and I'll give you some phone numbers that are 24/7, and one of them is 1-800-RESPECT, which is a fantastic national resource, and they are available on 1-800-737-732, and they will refer to a local service. The other is a statewide service, which is a domestic violence gateway, and that's another 24-hour service, and that's 1-800-800-098.
Susie, fantastic to talk to you this morning. I think it's something that we should be talking about more in the Limestone Coast. And for anybody who would like the details that Susie just talked about, look out for our podcast later on today. You'll find it at triplem.com.au. Susie, great to talk to you this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your support, Ewan.
Ewan Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.